All right, Lynn, we've got the recording started. So,
a pretty cool way to announce it.
It's pretty fun, yeah. It's freeconferencecall.com. I love the system.
Nice. Yeah.
So tell me, just repeat what you said before we started the recording.
Mm-hmm. Basically. I was with the Coaches Council up until March, April. I discovered the new rules that were to be put in place for recertification in March. And right at that point, it's like something hit me. And it's just screaming, no, this is not right. No, you cannot do this. And so I kept telling myself, okay, this is great, you know, okay, there's a change in my life, and I can do this. I'll, you know, whatever it takes, right? Anyway,
mm-hmm.
So I made a decision not to recertify with them and to find new systems. So that required me to find new systems. I decided to take on rebuilding my own website, and it's a WordPress site, so I have a lot of leeway with it, which is awesome.
Yep.
And but there's something, like, I kept telling myself, you know, this is for the best. This is what you know. If this was going to happen, it's better that it happens sooner than later. But even no matter what I'd done, no matter what I do, it's like there was something missing. I started really questioning. Like by the end of the summer, there's something else I left out. I had the Coaches Council had this package where clients could sign up and get their website and their system set up for them by a VA. I was assigned this one individual. Her name is Wendy. And she had some learning disabilities. And no one, this apparently was her third time through. I didn't realize that until after she told me. Anyway, so she couldn't decide on what her target was for her practice. So we actually got that resolved, which is amazing. It took us a few months, but we got that resolved. Anyway, when I stopped working with the Coaches Council, I still had her as a client for an extra few months. And she started flip-flopping back and forth about what her target was, and she couldn't remember what we spoke about before, and I guess she had other issues that was taking hold of her thoughts because she couldn't focus at all. And we would talk, and I'd get her back on track, and everything would be good. But then by the next call, it was like back to square one. Anyway, I ended up by doing a backup of her system and just basically letting her go, but it was just so exhausting. By the time summer hit, I was like completely exhausted. And I really, really questioned, okay, am I still supposed to be doing this? You know, do I continue? What do I do? And, you know, I kept saying, yes, Lynn, you like doing this work, so do it. You know, keep doing it. Maybe, you know, something will turn up. So I took on a new client, and it was exciting because I wanted to work with this client for over a year. I wanted to meet this client, and I did. I actually went to Chicago and met Mark. His name is Mark, and I loved what he did. And he actually needed a VA, so it worked out so well. And I should have been so happy, but I wasn't. And it's like there's still something that's missing. And so recently I read an email from Shannon, and she talked about hitting a wall. It's like, oh my goodness, that's it. I think this is really what my problem is. I've hit a wall. As much as I love my work, as much as I love the people I work with, there's something missing. I need to be moving forward, and I'm not moving forward. I'm not. I don't know. I just. There's definitely something else that I need to be doing now. If it, whether it's in addition to what I'm already doing or something completely different, I don't know that.
Okay.
But I just.
So my life is all about curiosity. And it makes me curious, like, before all this upheaval with the coach's console, the certification that you had, and the system that you were using, was everything hunky-dory before they made the announcement about the changes?
It was. It really was. I wasn't crazy about the one client, I got to say, about Wendy. I wasn't crazy about not having the choice of who I work with. And that was actually the start of the issue with the recertification, too, because it took more of that away from me before we had the choice of who we wanted to work with. But with this packaging, all of a sudden that was taken out completely, and that didn't sit well with me. But before that, yes, I was actually using the console as my system. Potential clients would approach me, and we'd have a chat, and we would say, yes, okay, let's work together. And I knew the system inside. I'm the type of person, I'm kind of a perfectionist that way. When I use a system, I need to know it inside and out. Mm. And I work until I do know it inside and out. And it had some limitations that I saw as something that I could work around. And I did. I found a workaround. And I was one of their top VAs there, and I was pretty proud of that, and I just felt really special about it too. And I think there's another word or another clue in there too. It's like I'm not feeling really special anymore.
Yeah, you mentioned that in your application.
Yeah, it's something I actually came to me while I was actually filling that out.
Yeah,
so that was a big help. But it's like 2016 was an awesome year. And, you know, I was looking forward to 2017 because I thought it's going to be even better. I've got this system down. No matter what new upgrades come out, you know, I'm always on top of it. And I don't know, I just felt really great. I felt on top of the world. I was able to take time off, you know, kind of schedule things so I could take time off to go see the family, the kids. I've got kids all over the place. But every year they expected you to recertify, and the first year it took like 3 months, and I was like, wow, that was like unbelievable, but I mean, I did it. And the second year, only required like a week, which is I was fine with. I took a week and I just basically did what they required and got it handed in or submitted, and it was all great. I even had one of the owners recommending me to clients, to people she was working with, and I mean that was a big compliment. So. Another thing that happened is, like, after when I decided to leave, and I wrote to her and I told her why, she never responded or anything. She wasn't. It was like, well, oh well, whatever. Next, you know, it's like there was no one who actually cared that I was, whether I stayed or went. And I don't know, that kind of bothered me too.
Yeah. Yeah. So without breaking any confidences. So if there's anything confidential that you can't say about the coach's console and all that, I'm curious what the things were that they were asking you to do that caused you to break up with them. So, you know, I heard you say that one of the things was you were no longer allowed to choose who you wanted to work with. So they took kind of that sovereignty away from you.
Yeah.
What else? What else happened? What other things?
Well, the way the system was before, they basically listed our names on the website, and or the any coach who used their system had access to this list of names. So they would reach out to the individuals based on their website and their little bio and things like that. And we even did a little bit of a recording for them to be able to even hear our voices. And, yeah, I mean, it was great. And because the only coaches who reached out to us were those who actually felt a connection to us before they even spoke to us. So I thought that was amazing because, I mean, seriously, I may have had only one person that I turned away. And those are pretty good odds.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what they wanted to do, they expected coaches to approach them. And from there, they would assign the coach to the individual VAs. So it would be up. So it was no longer our choice as to which coach we worked with. It was their decision. And I don't even know why they decided to do that, because it put so much work on them.
Yeah.
That, you know, it just, I'm not even sure why they decided to go that route. I have no idea. I didn't get a chance to even ask them about that. So that was one thing. Anybody new that would approach us. So, for example, if we were referred by another coach and we had someone approach us that was using the console, we couldn't go ahead and work with them. We had to submit their name to them, and then they would decide if we could work with them or not. We were no longer able to allow to invoice the individual themselves. We had to be paid through the coach's console, so they would get their cut, basically.
Yeah.
We were no longer allowed to offer packages. We basically offered what they told us to offer. The recertification cost. There was different levels, and if you decided to pay for the bottom level, let's just call it bronze. I'm not even sure what they had anyway,
right?
Anymore, but you could opt to stay recertified, but they wouldn't be recommending you to anybody if you took that bottom level. And so you would have to do your own marketing, so to speak. But it didn't make sense if they expected you then to turn around and submit the name to the console for approval.
Right.
And then the next level, let's just say silver. There's no level above that, so. Anyway, you would be. They would market for you. You had to use their system, and you have to pay for their system. They wouldn't let you use the system at a discounted price. You had to pay the same price as the coaches paid for the system, which it didn't make sense to me. Like the previous year, at least we got like a considerable discount because, well, we were providing a service for them. This is the way I saw it. We were providing
right.
service for them, and as much as we went through the recertification process, which also had a cost, and that was the thing with 2017, there was a cost, a separate cost for the recertification, as well as having to pay for the consul to use the use of the consul. And it's like, oh my goodness, all I saw was greed, like capital letters. That's all I saw, was that they were so greedy. They were finding a way to make sure that they got a piece of the pie no matter what we did.
Yeah.
And
so, fundamentally, just their whole entire business model shifted, and you just didn't agree.
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's shift gears and talk to me about how you felt special being part of their team.
The fact that no matter what I did, or no matter what was asked of me, I could do it, and I could do it quickly. And I was able, because of my computer background, there's basically not too much that I can't learn quickly or find some sort of way to make it special. One of the clients I was working with, she entered into this contest they were having. And she was one of the top winners, and I made her website, like, just pop. Like, she said, okay, I'd really love my website to look like this. She said, I really don't want my website to look like a template that's from the console. And I said, I can do that. And I did. I made her website look amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was so impressed. And she's really going far with the console. She's just came back from Atlanta, where they had this big special conference. But it's just, you know, I was able to make the coaches stand out, to make them, no matter what they had on their website, it made their website unique. I was able to just kind of really stand out and be kind of like one of the top VAs in that, for that organization. I don't know if it goes beyond that as far as, you know, feeling special.
Okay. That's all right.
Yeah. I don't know. That was another thing. We used to have weekly calls. Oh my goodness, speak, Lynn. And a lot of the new girls, I mean, they were just starting out, and I would teach them. I would kind of, okay, hey, here's a trick for you. Every call there was something that they were learning from me too.
Mm.
I was able to share, because I mean that's one thing I always believed in, that if I learned something new, I would always share it. It didn't bother me that someone else might take my idea and run with it. I encouraged them to do that because I wanted everyone there at using this as the VAs to succeed and do well.
So, have you fully acknowledged that over the past year you've been mourning a death?
That's a very interesting way to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Because you are part of a team. You are part of an entity, a group, that you received regular feedback from, that you received clients from, that you were able to do phenomenal work for, that you were able to also do some teaching with. And then very suddenly, and it was of your own choosing, but it kind of wasn't also, it yeah. that just that disappeared.
It did. And what really kind of hurts even more is that I've gone through that at least twice before, if not three times.
Say more about that. Say more about that.
Well, before that, okay, well, we're going to have to back up a little bit. After I had my third child, I decided to go back to school, and I went back for the 2 years to get my executive office administration diploma.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I really excelled. I was loving it. I actually took extra courses in accounting, law, computer programming. Thinking there's a couple more in there, but I did the yearbook, and it's just go. I loved the challenge. It was a challenge for me, and it was things that I really enjoyed doing, and just mm-hmm. again being part of this whole team thing is really starting to be a constant in these talks. But anyway, so I went through that, and by the end of it, I was hired. I had actually quite a few job offers, but I decided to work for the college for the summer. And at the end of the summer, it was just a short little contract, but it gave me a chance to really dive into a higher end position. But at the end of the summer, I had all these offers, and I was kind of feeling like, the same kind of way. It's like, do I really want to do this? Then I had one of the chair persons approached me and asked me, do you want to teach? And I looked at him and I said, are you sure? Are you serious? Do you realize I've never taught before? I mean, I was teaching one-on-one in the classroom. When anyone would get stuck on something, I'd take some time and I'd teach them. But I never taught a class before. So I told him, I said, okay, I'll make a deal with you. I'll try it. And if it goes over well, awesome. But if it doesn't, and if I'm not getting through to them, then I'm wasting their time, I'm wasting your time, I'm wasting my time. So, yeah, let's give it a try. I absolutely loved it. I stopped doing that because after 12, 15 years, I think it was 15 years, they decided to, it's like they were trying to phase me out or something. I always got excellent evaluations, and everything usually, always went well. But I took on this was part of the continuing education. They decided to put me on a day shift and work with the regular office administration program.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going great, but then the behavior of students coming out of high school and going into the into college, so they're 18, 19 years old. Their attitudes, oh my goodness! If I could have slapped them across the head, like seriously, I would have. No respect. No, they expected everything to be handed to them on a silver platter. No matter what you did, it wasn't good enough for them. And they started going behind my back and saying that I was doing all these things when I wasn't, and there were some older students in the class, and they warned me about them, and they said, Lynn, we're really sorry. We think you're doing an amazing job. I'm learning so much from you. Thank you. But these students are causing I don't know, and apparently this was a normal thing, but none of the other teachers supported me and let me know about this type of behavior. Anyway, so I ended up by leaving, and I said, well, I don't get paid enough for this to put up with
right.
it.
Yeah.
I left, and it's like it just really left a really kind of black mark on me for not even having the support of the college and them telling me, well, you know, our students are more important. It's basically what they're saying. Their students were more important than me, so too bad, so sad. And, yeah. It would have been nice to hear from the other teachers to say, oh, yeah, I went through that. This is how I handled it.
Right.
Because, I mean, at that point, they didn't even inform me of my rights or anything like that. And I asked. Mm. And, yeah. Anyway, it kind of went south. So I kind of looked for something else to do. Anyway, I got this job at a call center, and they wanted me to teach. And I wanted to work with numbers, but they wanted me to teach. And I said, okay, I'll try it for a while. Anyway, so I did that for 5 years. I know. But the thing is, an opportunity came up to go beyond that, to become a manager for 4 or 5 different call centers who were all teaching the same program.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, my goodness, I'd be so perfect for that. Anyway, apparently... my initial boss who hired me, she was amazing. But then she left to go work at another location, and so I ended up with a different boss. Well, apparently this new boss was, I don't know what her problem was with me, but she had a major problem, and she made my life so difficult and decided that I wasn't good enough to for this. She even tried to start a fight between me and my coworker.
Mm-hmm.
It was so immature and so petty, and I personally went to the other person after a while and said, this is crazy. I cannot see her behaving this way or talking like this to my actual coworkers.
Yeah.
So I took her aside one time we were training out of town, and I said to her, I said, okay, whatever's going on, we need to clear this out. Anyway, so this is when we discovered, okay, it's the boss that's being the instigator and pitting us against each other.
Wow.
It's like, why would she even do that? Anyway, so through it all, the whole position, the virtual position of working with all these locations wasn't even an option anymore. I spoke to the guy who was actually manager of her, and I was a basket case by that time, and she really got to me. Anyway, she did end up by being fired. But through the stress of it all, I developed medical issues, ended up in the hospital, and I went on medical leave for 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty extreme. Like, I'm just kind
of pretty intense.
Of it. But it's like, each time, it's like, oh my goodness, things were going so great. The call center, we had so many problems, and every time there was a power outage or the systems weren't coming up or something, I always had a solution. Every one of those teachers would come to me, the trainers would come to me and say, Lynn, okay, this is the problem. And I'd think about it and I'd say, okay, here's our options. Let's do this. And we did it, and it was great. Everything went well. And, you know, it's just, we had really good relationship, except for that near the end when my boss decided to try to sabotage my whole career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, But I mean, interestingly enough, the whole concept about virtual, working with people virtually, got me curious, and I got a couple of books on it and started looking into it before I left, and it was something that really kind of piqued my interest. So it's kind of interesting that I went into the VA world after that, which I never even heard of before, but a counselor, I went to see an employment counselor, and I thought, oh, wow, this is great. So when I went into VA, being a VA, I was really excited about it, and I became certified, and, you know, I did everything I could to make sure I did a good job, that I did an excellent job, because that's just who I am. I like perfection. I've learned to compromise, but I still, if I can do better, I will.
Okay.
But it just seems like every time I get established, every time things are going so great, it's like the hammer comes down and it just kicks me right out. And it's like, why? Okay, I'm supposed to grow, maybe. I'm supposed to learn. I'm supposed to move on. What am I supposed to do?
Okay.
Yeah, so that question has come up again.
You know, it is a little bit of a mystery, because on one hand, you talk about how working with clients and doing the virtual work is still very satisfying to you. But something's missing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it seems to be like I keep writing down these things, that you love a challenge and that teaching really changes your voice when you talk about it and lights you up. There's something about being part of a team that really matters to you. You're very solution-oriented. You've used the word perfection several times. And I'm rolling this around in my head, and I'm thinking, gosh, are there other virtual assistant teams out there that you could approach and say, you have a great reputation in the industry because you, Lynn, have done your homework to find out who they are, and I'd really like to join your team, and here's what I'm looking for. You know, is there a cohort of VAs that you could pull together where all of you could work together to support each other and your clients? Is there a college nearby that you could go and teach other people how to be a VA through the college?
You know what? That's actually an interesting point, you mentioning that, because after I became certified, I noticed that the college was starting to introduce this course.
Uh-huh.
And they were doing it virtually through a campus that was like an hour and a half away.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, you know what, if I could go in to the local college and even just do a speaking event to talk about it, or to be able to answer any questions that potential VAs may have, I could do that.
Yeah.
So I thought about that.
Yeah. Does Assist You need instructors? Could you join their team?
They have a mentorship type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they would.
I don't know either.
Huh.
These are just the things that are bubbling up for me that would satisfy your need to be part of a team, to feel recognized for your good work, because this is loud and clear coming through to me that being recognized by somebody for your good work is really, it's really important to you. You haven't mentioned money one single time, but you've mentioned recognition both in writing and in as we've been talking several times.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so silly because the whole time I was growing up, it's not something that was there at all, and I hadn't really never thought it bothered me. You know, I would just do things on my own, and I'd be happy with what I did, and I still do. When I accomplish something that I'm proud of, I'm proud of it. Like, I love it, you know, and whether someone says anything or not, I don't feel that I need it, because I personally love what I did.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, then why does it bother me when somebody doesn't even take 2 minutes to say, wow, that I love it?
Yeah. Because in actuality, I think you do want it. And it doesn't need to be effusive. You don't need a trophy or a certificate or a medal or anything like that. But a few words of good job will re-energize you and keep you going for weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell me where I'm wrong.
Silly human habit. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Maybe part of a... And, I mean, money is definitely an issue. I mean, it's. I grew up, like, with none.
Yeah.
But money, it's not important to me as far as, like, some people.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to have some extra money now. Like, the house really needs renovations. I'd love to be able to help my kids out. I have five. And four of them are out of the house now. One's married, three babies of her own, and I would love to spoil them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would like to find something, or I'd like to be able to do something that would make that extra money.
Yeah. Here's another thing that is binging around in my head, and it's worth saying these things out loud, not because they're always the answer, but just to get you thinking in another, like, more creative way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've worked extensively with coaches, and there are some coaches out there that are absolutely rocking it. I mean, they are making millions and millions of dollars every year. They're building these empires. And I would bet that they are always on the lookout for team members. And a lot of these coaches hire virtual teams. And it would be interesting to me to have you sit down and think about this a little bit. Who are the coaches out there that you admire and that you would want to work for, to be part of their team, and how could you approach them with your tremendous skill set, your amazing problem-solving abilities, your insistence on doing the best job that you can do, you know, to the point of wanting it to be perfect.
Do I sound crazy?
But that's valued in a business. Mm-hmm. Are there any really big coaches out there that you could join their team? And it could be virtual, you know, like Danielle Laporte has a team of, I don't know, 13 people now. They're all virtual.
13?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. I actually tried to... A colleague, she is a VA for a particular coach, and she brought me on, but I kind of, something wasn't right there, and I think it was just a matter of the coach herself that I really didn't connect with.
Yep.
Because, I mean, initially I thought that was a great idea, you know, and... But after a couple of months, even after the first month, I reached out to her and I said, I think we need to review. She definitely appreciated that because, I mean, again, it's like if things aren't going well, I am not going to continue.
Right.
It's just not fair to either individual, either party.
Yep.
And so I reached out to her and she said, yeah, I was kind of thinking that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine, you know, honestly,
yeah.
It's better that we clear this up and, you know,
yeah.
You work with people that you connect with.
Yep.
So, but yeah, that I need to do some homework.
Yeah.
And then start charging accordingly.
Yes.
Because I'm not right now.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be doing fine.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Charge what you're worth. I mean, if you, just from what you're saying to me, your skill set level is quite deep. It's broad. Like, you know how to do many things, but you also have this depth of knowledge just through working through the coach's consult that you've really honed your skill set, and that is worth a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was part of my problem. Even when I first started, I just really didn't know my worth, but I didn't have the confidence enough to actually go that next level up.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, I mean, I'm okay with charging $50 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the one coach, I was actually charging her in Canadian. I'm from Canada, by the way.
Yeah.
I was charging her in Canadian funds, and she looked at it, and she was like, oh, my goodness, why am I paying this much? And I told her, I said, that's in Canadian. It actually converts to this in U.S., which is less than $50. And so that's when I decided, okay, I'm just charging U.S. funds.
Mm.
But it's what was my point? Oh my goodness. Oh yeah, even charging
well,
that much though.
It's just, yeah, it's you knowing and holding your worth and acknowledging it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely need to work on that.
Yeah, so I think it's, I would encourage you to do some dreaming and some scheming now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess the first step is really just to acknowledge that you've been through a grieving process for the last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really, you have. And now I think by your, even just being brave enough to talk to me about this means that you're ready to look at new possibilities.
I am so ready.
Yeah. Yeah. And so take that thread of energy, take that thread of possibility, and dream and scheme really big. I mean, go bigger than you've ever let yourself dream before. What would you really want to do? And who would you want to do it with?
Yeah, see, there's a new question that's coming into the picture that it wasn't there before because I never even went past the working beyond just with me.
Yeah.
Me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And maybe it could still be you, yourself, and you, and you're getting that feedback that you need because you have a robust stable of clients that you're working with who give you that feedback.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they do. Honestly, you know, they every so often, you know, they'll just like, wow, this is awesome, Lynn, or, you know, and it's, yeah, I mean, so they do recognize that, you know, what I do for them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I don't know, maybe it, Yeah, I don't know. I maybe I wasn't just allowing myself to appreciate that because of this inner thing that I just couldn't get past.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, a thought crossed my mind, too, last year where, you know, if I could come up with something that I could teach people, I think that would go a long way.
Yeah.
And I started looking into something last year, but again, the one individual, she just exhausted me so much that
yeah,
I just didn't have any energy left for it, and it kind of went by the wayside, but I think I'm going to pick that up again.
Yeah.
Just see if there's something, I don't know. See, and then that's just it. It's like, what can I teach? What? I know I've got all this knowledge, but it's like, what is there in there that would be something that I could actually teach?
I think there's lots of things you can teach. It's you deciding what totally jazzes you up, what lights you up that you love to talk about, and you love to give tips and tricks and ideas and, you know, little, here are the shortcuts that I've learned, and when I run into a problem, here's how I do troubleshooting. What are those things? Because those are the things that are going to be so fun for you to teach.
Yes. It's just a matter of finding a topic.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
No, that's the opportunity.
Okay, there we go. Opportunity.
That's the opportunity.
I'm going to put that in capital letters right now. Opportunity. There we go. Underlined. Exclamation mark.
There you go. Yep. I mean, because there's community colleges, there's regular colleges, there's universities, there's online colleges and universities, there's VA universities, there's WordPress University. I mean, there are innumerable places that you could potentially teach.
Oh, my goodness. That never even crossed my mind, that aspect of it. I was thinking of, like, offering some sort of online course that I could put on my website. But if I get into teaching for these other institutions, something would probably come up that has a common thread, and I would focus on that and maybe create a course on that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
There it is.
What a concept. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. That's just so bizarre. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've never even thought of that before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's silly because since I taught for college, right?
Right.
Like, I mean, you'd almost think that would be one of the first things I thought about. Even go so far as me thinking of going and speaking for an hour or so, doing a Q&A for potential VAs. Never got past that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, you could do a lot to teach a business seminar to business owners, too, who need and want the DIY, the do-it-yourself kind of help through the small business centers at all the community colleges, at all the universities.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ah. Mm-hmm. I could.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I know. You know, like, I the city, it's actually a city now. It's not very big, but they're so old school. Nobody even heard of a VA before. Actually, every person I meet asks, what's a VA? What's a virtual assistant? So
you can be the thought leader in your town.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that would be awesome.
That would be kind of awesome.
That would be really awesome.
There you go. Now it's just time for you to do some dreaming and some scheming.
Uh-huh. That is amazing. I don't know how I'm going to do it yet, but you know what? The thought's there. It's just a matter
That's
of,
right.
Hey, let's do this.
You will figure out the how now that you have lifted your head to the possibilities.
Yeah, and all the opportunities.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness, Angie. This is, like, amazing.
Yay.
Hey, all before the top of the hour.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow. Well, this is really... Oh, my goodness. This is amazing. So tell me more about your wayfinding journey thing that you're going to go beyond this now.
Yeah, so the wayfinding really is what you and I just sat down to do. It's really uncovering what you want, or at least teasing the thread out and getting closer to understanding what it is that you want. And then helping you or helping anybody put a plan together to go after it. And, you know, things will come up. Mindset and what I call soul set issues will come up. The stories that we tell ourselves, the way we get stopped and hung up as we're moving toward the thing we want. But my wayfinding journeys are 6 and 12 sessions to help somebody really uncover what they want, hone in on it, and make a plan to go get it.
Wow. Well, you are going to do so well. And people are going to benefit so much from you.
I think so.
Yes, thank you. I'll definitely be following your progression.
Thank you. I'm glad that you will. And if you hear of somebody who...
Oh, heavens.
Is saying, you know, I've lost my way, or I just need to find my way, then I'm the person.
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to write a blog post.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think I'm going to write a blog post about this.
Good, so, I will want to read it.
definitely. Actually, I probably send it to you to read first.
Okay.
Make sure that, you know, I have all the points right. And, of course, I'll listen to the recording again.
And I'll get that sent to you as soon as they process it.
Yeah, but I think, excuse me, I think writing about it, too, is just going to reinforce the everything.
Yeah, I think so. Well, we're right at the top of the hour, and I want to let you go and just sit with this, you know, just... The excitement and the wonder that you're feeling about this new possibility and these new opportunities. Just spend some time with them and then figure out what the next right action is and go do that.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm so glad.
Oh, well, you have an awesome day.
Thank you. I will. You too.
Thank you.
All right. Be well.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.